Yeah, well, Monday's kill day for King Island. This week, Sea Road Mersey decided to reverse the sailing, so there's no cattle coming into this plant on Monday, which is causing a great deal of stress not only to producers, but to the processor here, because that's a kill day they won't have. And if you're going to have a beef brand, it needs to be supplied 52 weeks of the year to the customers. Otherwise, they look for another brand or another product. Yeah, once again, we get back to shipping and getting the product off here in a timely and economical manner.
Is that going to happen again?
This is the second time in 3 weeks. Unfortunately, they don't give us much notice. It seems to be a midweek decision and we can't make other arrangements.
Well, it makes me wonder what's going on in this lead up to Christmas time.
Yeah, well, Christmas is meant to be a happy festive season. As we know, Tasmania is suffering a fairly dry patch at the moment, and that includes King Island. It's important that we get rid of our livestock in a timely manner so there's not a rush of cattle or we run out of grass for that matter. We need to produce, 12 months of the year so we can provide the product for 52 weeks of the year as well.
You've stuck with the brand all the way through. You've been a champion. Why is this?
I'm a King Islander, born and bred. I think King Island beef brands, it's our industry, it's our life. King Island's renowned for its beef. Putting a brand around it's sort of topped it off, and being MSA now, backed by the Farm Assurance Program, and be able to prove we've got a really good product. So I'm happy to continue promoting it. We're obviously disappointed that the abattoir is closed on King Island, but I think we've met the challenges pretty well. As long as we get a shipping service that can deliver the livestock to Longford in a timely and economical manner, it should, continue into the future. But that's probably the linchpin at the moment.
Yes, it's really quite critical. The tenders have gone out. Do you have any feelers about how this is going to resolve?
I honestly hope it resolves in a positive manner, both for Longford, who really depend on King Island beef to be a viable and long-term operation, and for King Island as a whole, because it's not only beef we produce, we've got cheese, kelp. Our inputs are vitally important to keep our costs under control, for example, fertiliser. In reality, a lot of our trade's with Victoria, but, the Longford plant's obviously doing a great job with the King Island beef brand, and may it continue.
That's dependent on numbers, isn't it? And that's always been an issue for this brand. How many cattle are being processed with this premium mark?
As I understand it, a third of the MSA-graded cattle here come from King Island, so that makes Longford pretty important for Longford and for us. I also understand that the MSA-graded cattle are coming in here in better numbers than what they initially were, so I'm pretty confident the future is good.
Well, that is good, because the state of the grass, King Island's, still green but dry. Have you ever seen it this dry before?
Well, it's the driest on record, I think, for October. Very dry November. Winter was dry. The cattle actually came out of winter really well, so they're finishing quite nicely. But
what lies ahead?
What lies ahead? I mean, January, February, we usually got, good grass that puts on weight. It might not happen this year, so that'll make things interesting, shall we say.
Well, we'll see what comes round that corner, but thanks for talking to me today.
Yeah, not a problem, Rosemary. Pleasure.